Welcome to the Visionary Chronicles, a business strategy podcast where we provide insight to those looking for creative, executable strategies built around the latest disruptive ideas, innovative cultures, product creators, and marketing solutions. Hello and welcome to the Visionary Chronicles. Today we're going to talk about a little bit further on the new book I released, The Visionary Brand, the success formula behind the world's most visionary brand. Released that in 2022, and it received the Reader's Favorite Award winner for Best Nonfiction Marketing Book, and was also a bestseller. So I appreciate that and the support that everybody provided with the book, both reading the book, purchasing the book, and then also, more importantly, as I always say, those that reach out to me with how they applied the content in the book. That to me is the most important, is the application of what I talk about in the book and how you apply that, and also questions that you have in regards to the application of what I talk about in The Visionary Brand. So today, we're going to talk about risks and what I call take risks, you know, how to succeed through risk taking. And a quote, I always do a quote at the beginning of the Visionary Chronicles. Today we're going to talk Albert Einstein quote today. A person who never made a mistake, never tried anything new. I thought that's a great quote from Albert Einstein, is the play it safe, nobody wins quote. So a person who never made a mistake, never tried anything new. I thought that's great wisdom for those that are looking to succeed. In order to succeed, you need to break through the risk and the barriers to success. But nobody has ever succeeded in creating anything great without having risked first. So risk is part of what I call this visionary brand DNA. It's built into the brand through the people, through the company, through the culture, through the product, through their community. Whoever it is, this DNA of this brand is beyond their product. And I always say, just because you say you're a brand does not mean you are a brand. You have to earn that right to say that you're a brand. They consistently create, authentically build, and continually disrupt in their category. They're always the leader in their category by design. So they create this culture internally to the company that risk-taking is part of their culture. In order to succeed, you need to take risks. So again, nothing great was ever achieved without first what I call embracing risk. This isn't just a one-off, hey, one time, the Sony principle of the Walkman, hey, we're going to risk disrupting our industry with one great product and then sit on our laurels for 30 years. Until we create something new. That is a recipe for failure. It's a recipe for short-term success, but not generational, revolutionary product success that visionary brands embrace every day. And I say commodity companies. You're either a commodity company or you're a brand. So I say commodity companies. How you know the difference between a commodity and a brand is they avoid risk at all costs. They would rather somebody else take the risk, and they just generate their ideas off the fumes of those great visionary brands. And I can tell you from having been inside these visionary brands, and with Liquid Mind, we work with a lot what I would classify as visionary brands in the consumer product space, that they don't really care about what the competition is doing. It's interesting when you talk to the leaders of these visionary brands that they understand that they're held to a higher standard through their community and through their team and through their culture of what they built on their brand, and they would accept nothing less. So the risk culture, I call it, creates this loyalty throughout the entire brand, creating an aspirational culture in which their community wants to be a part of and an inspirational environment for their team to stay for the long term. Reducing turnover, increasing loyalty, and as a direct result, customer lifetime value. So I always say one of the great quotes that I love is fail fast and fail often. That's what risk takers do. is you learn from your mistakes and learn what doesn't work. And the famous quote from Thomas Edison is probably the epitome of this. I've not failed 10,000 times. I just found 9,999 ways the light bulb doesn't work. I thought, what a great quote. And so how you embrace risk is how you also talk about risk. Are you learning from risk, or are you reducing risk because you failed? So you can either succeed in embracing risk and creating a culture of risk takers, or you can play it safe and become a commodity. It's your choice of what you want to do. And as a brand, you have to embrace risk to be successful. And in creating a culture that embraces risk and knowing this is the path to generational success, the natural byproduct of this is loyalty. Everybody knows what Nike stands for. They've got this generational success, and everybody wants to be a part of this culture that they've created, the community that they've created, through not only how they market their brand, but how the leadership has positioned their brand for generations. You know what you're getting with Nike. You know what you're getting with Apple. You know what you're getting with these great, successful, visionary brands day in and day out. There's no question. It's the lifeblood of all brands, loyalty. And I say it's the lifeblood because of the teams that you create. Look at some of these brands and the generations that people have been with the brand, those that have created these great products, these processes, these services over the years, ones that we all know that have lasted a lifetime and are not one-hit wonders. They've embraced risk. It's in the bloodline of their brand and through their teams vertically. Everybody inside of the company understands what they stand for as a company. Loyalty is connected to customer lifetime value. Think of a great example is think of a customer that has a great experience with the brand, anticipates new products coming through the innovation pipeline, and is treated as if they're part of the brand. This creates loyalty, and all visionary brands have this in place. And it also, as a result, creates reduced team turnover. And when I say by generational teams, generational products, generational services, whatever it happens to be. And having been part of these culture-driven, risk-taking brands, they have acquired, retained, and maintained the best talent on the planet. Look at the teams that these brands have had over the years. Again, it's the usual suspects, but it's by design that over 80 to 90% of all companies that start fail. And this is a direct result of not risk-taking, not embracing a culture of risk, and ensuring that the team that comes on has a passion around what you're looking to achieve as a brand. So create that culture first. Always have risk-taking as part of your culture, but ensure you're staying authentic to who you are from your foundational principles as a brand. So these retention of this team over generations is a key piece to ensure that you can be a generational success as a brand. So they knew by creating and sustaining this culture, they would surpass any competitor and drive a passion deep into the bloodline of everybody inside of that brand and everybody, quite frankly, outside of that brand. You know you have a great generational brand when you don't have to recruit a team. The team comes to you and wants to be part of the next generation driving this great brand to success. So clearly with this type of culture, sometimes a balance has to be stricken between disruption and commercial viability. And a lot of people will say that risk-taking is just a bunch of people running around with any organized plan of how to commercialize the product, and they keep banging their heads on the table even though they know it's not going to succeed. Now, I get that, and we do have that with Liquid Mind and the brands that we work with, but it is a foundational value of the brand and of the company to have disruption with commercial viability balance. This has to be part of the brand, but the primary motive behind what you're trying to create at a brand is disruptive product. So always leading, always being best in class, you need to strike this balance in being a leader. Does this product drive the market? Or is it driven by the market? That's really a question when you're in there in your ideation phase of a great generational product and putting something on the table that's going to be the next disruptive product or innovative generation of product or innovative. It could be a incremental improvement to a product, whatever it happens to be, but define what it is. Disruption takes a lot longer than innovation. Disruption is like innovation on steroids. It actually recreates or creates a market. So again, always leading, always being best in class. And when you strike this balance between being a leader, you need to define, is this product driving the market or are you being driven by the market? There's a difference, and it's a critical question all visionary brands have to ask when they're going through the ideation phase. So what's the difference between being an innovator and an imitator? Well, one leads the market, the other follows the market. And that question I asked earlier is the difference. Either you're driving the market or you're being driven by the market. Driving the market is an innovator. And being driven by the market is a commodity brand. So an imitator is a commodity brand, an innovator is a leader. And I love the quote by Seth Godin as well, which he says, safe is risky. And I completely 100% agree with Seth on this. Is if you play it safe, it's risky because you're not going to succeed long term and you're not going to be a generational brand. So be careful about being risk adverse to everything that you do inside of your company. So now that we've kind of set this expectation of why risk taking is so foundational to a brand's success, you know, what are some of those principles that we ingrain inside of these visionary brands? And I take this context from two levels. One is I call book smarts, knowing those great visionary leaders and writing the book. I've read up on generational visionary leaders, going all the way back to Alexander the Great, and looking at these great visionary leaders and brands going through the future of how did they create not only the foundation of the brand, but continue to succeed for generations. So what I found is are these foundational principles of visionary brands. It's not all of them. The book has all of them, but I just pulled a few here so you can get an idea of what I call this visionary language that brands talk about every day while they're in the four walls of their brand or business. The first is don't play it safe. You know, always have a vision of what you want to be, not what you have to be. So the difference between this is don't play it safe is you're going to have a vision of disrupting your industry or becoming a generational success. This is what you want to be. Don't look at your competitors. Don't look at how you can be incrementally better than your competitors. You should be looking at how you leapfrog over your competitors and build a strategy around that step by step and progress towards executing that strategy with the team and resources that you have. So number one is don't play it safe. Number two is experiment. And I use a great example here is that Edison would not have invented the light bulb without this type of mindset of experimentation. And I say experiment in everything. Ideation isn't merely talking about what the competitors are doing and how to be incrementally better. It's how to adapt technologies, adapt product, adapt services, and ask the question, why? Why does it have to be done this way? And how can we do it differently? and succeed at doing it and make it commercially viable. Number three is break things. Embrace creative destruction, I call it. You know, break the status quo. Always ask why. It's a great question when we do ideation whiteboarding is with Liquid Mind is we'll also put the first, we'll always put that question up there first, why? And then we kind of build this construct around that. You know, why does a service work this way? Why does the process have to be this way? Why can't we eliminate steps along the way? Why can't we make this design different? Why can't we improve functionality? So break things and you embrace creative destruction. It's a key to long-term success. Number four, is never give up. That's a tough one. And this, again, goes back to commercial viability and risk-taking. So there is a balance there. But if you see something, a light at the end of the tunnel, never give up. You know, Edison would not have created anything without this principle of never giving up. But there has to be a balance there between commercial viability and risk-taking and never giving up. But this should be something that's inherent in the foundation principles of your brand if you're going to be generational, is never giving up. And number five is don't bloody the water. This is probably my favorite, is that stay out of those shark-infested waters. Find your open blue ocean, this blue water, through disruption. You know, ocean is a big body of water. But why is it that so many brands fight over the same shark-infested waters? Why not go where there's open water and find your success? It's a lot easier than you think if you just look beyond the current products, the current competition, and the current processes that are out there today. Find your open water. Don't bloody it. And then finally, number six is always think outside the box. Find a new way and adapt products or technologies. And this is clearly what I say on adapting technologies. And I use a story and a reference in the book with Nike. And if you're familiar with Nike and the free shoe that was invented, probably 15 years ago, but they still use the foundation of free. And the foundation of free was that if we can get a shoe that somebody can run in and then they can buy groceries in the afternoon without having to change them and yet still feel fashionable and functional at the same time, we will have found the iconic product. And they found it with free. But they had to think outside the box in order to do so. And at the time, I was working at K-Swiss, and there was always a concern on the board with K-Swiss is that we were a casual shoe. We were the buying the grocery stores or going out for a walking shoe. We weren't the running shoe or functional performance shoe. And we said, if somebody comes up with this hybrid, this free technology, we will suffer significantly. And we did, unfortunately, and we were able to recover, but significantly smaller brand as a result of Nike's innovation of thinking outside the box. So visionary brands find ways to disrupt the status quo. That's really what it comes down to when you talk about risk taking, is why do things have to operate this way? So find different ways of disrupting your industry, being the leader and finding generational success. So building that innovation pipeline I talk about over and over and over again of products, processes, or service that allows a brand to surf the supply and demand chain for generations. Find something on the front end to early adopters and innovators, but also late adopters that can purchase your previous generations of product. Always be feeding the pipeline. You know, these brands are constantly looking for ways to revolutionize and evolve. And I say revolutionize because they can't keep surfing the same wave. It eventually runs out. So the ability to anticipate what your customers need is a visionary gift few possess and why so many companies cannot survive in this world. And there's no guarantee of success, but, you know, risk-taking not risk avoidance, is the proven path to sustaining long-term growth for your brand and for your company. So again, reiterating these core principles. Not all of them. You go in the book, you'll see all of them, but I'll give you a few examples here again of what visionary brands' foundational principles and talking points and what their verbal vocabulary looks like when they talk about within the four walls of that brand. One, don't play it safe. Number two, experiment. Number three, break things. Embrace creative destruction wherever you can. Number four is never give up. Number five is don't bloody the water. Stay out of the shark-infested waters of other brands and other companies. And then finally is always think outside the box. Get rid of those competitors' products on your ideation table. Get rid of the photos of competitors' products. And look for ways to make your products generational. And the only way to do that is thinking outside the box, then not bloodying the water with the product that you commercialize, never giving up along the way, and breaking things as you move along that process to commercializing and experimenting, but always never playing safe. So again, stay true to yourself. You know, who you want to be, not what you have to be. Embracing risk. And you will create your future. That's a guarantee. So I always say, stay true, stay authentic, be different, and be great. Enjoy the journey along the way. And thank you for listening to the Visionary Chronicles. I always, always appreciate your time. If you like what we're talking about, please subscribe to the Visionary Chronicles through my website, Brian, BryanSmeltzer.com, or through our company site, Liquid Mindsite, LiquidMindsite.com. But by subscribing, you'll get our newsletter weekly and also get updates on the Visionary Chronicles podcast. And for those that subscribe, we're also going to be offering up the ebook version of the Visionary brand. So that'll be an extra bonus, the success formula behind the world's most visionary brands. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podbean, Google Podcasts, iHeart. Every podcast streaming service has the Visionary Chronicles. So again, subscribe and you're going to get the Visionary Chronicles podcast, the newsletter, and also as a bonus, the ebook, The Visionary Brand. And then also with the book's release, we also just completed a lot of work, but we just completed the Visionary Brand Master Course, and that is located at thevisionaryfiles.com. And you'll get a master course with 18 video lessons, almost 2 hours of video lessons. But the cool thing about it, as a result of doing that, you can kind of skip to whatever chapter you want to see. And it is all video course training. And over an 11, 12 week time frame, we've had about 2,000 entrepreneurs, business leaders take the course and have had tremendous feedback. And would love to have your feedback on the Visionary Chronicles as well as the Visionary Brand Master Course. And again, I appreciate your time and I appreciate you purchasing the Visionary Brand, listening to the Visionary Chronicles podcast. And again, if you need to reach out to me, I always say reach out at Brian, B-R-Y-A-N, at liquidmindsite.com, L-I-Q-U-I-D-M-I-N-D-S-I-T-E.com. Also on Facebook, X, and also LinkedIn. So feel free to reach out if you got any questions. Love to hear from you, see how you're applying what we're talking about today. And go ahead and subscribe, tell others. We would really appreciate it. And again, thanks for your time, and I look forward to the next Visionary Chronicles podcast.